Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a fabric presentation from November 2016. Miss Ulrike Alt, freelance journalist, presents Performance Products Winter 2018-19.
Great audience, wow. It's fantastic. So, most of you know me already. My name is Ulrike Alt. I'm a freelance journalist. I'm working for Performance Days as a jury member for Performance Days, as the person who introduces the trends in functional fabrics. And I'm a journalist for the SSZ, Sports and Fashion. And the first thing I would introduce to you is our new magazine in cooperation of SSZ and Performance Days. After the lecture, you can get it here. You can find it in the internet on the Performance Days website too. So for the first time, we took all the trends of the exhibitors and the trends of the Performance Days of the Performance Forum and wrote it down here in German and English. So don't hesitate to get your copy later on. And there are some new things to introduce to you, because for the first time, Performance Days, the fair opened a sixth hall. I don't know if you saw it at the entrance already, that you can go upstairs and find a new part. You can find a meeting point. You can find a point where you can meet professionals for walks around the fair for different themes. And of course, you'll find the lectures here at this location every hour. So our next lecture will be The Color Trends by Nora Kühne. And at the end of my lecture, Ms. Stephanie Safarov will come, welcome you, and introduce the Performance Award winners. So please, after my lecture, stay, see the Performance Award winners. And if you got any questions after the lecture, come to me. I'm over there at the forum. So now, let's start. Once again, we had a meeting of the forum jury, and there were nearly 900 fabrics sent in, and we had to select it, the latest trends, and it wasn't easy because there were so many amazing novelties, and we tried to find out what will be the most interesting to introduce to you. So we start with our keywords. Of course, we are talking about function. And as you can see at the Performance Forum later on, don't hesitate to go over there, feel the fabrics, see the fabrics. So you will see that there are so many top functional fabrics, very light, very soft, looking extremely natural, but offering a high performance. And of course, there are more and more, they are not only functional, but fashionable fabrics. You can find lots of natural fibers, blended fiber blends with this man-made fibers who give the performance. You can find natural performance too, and they all have a very fashionable look. And our new trend at leisure is the wave of the future, of course. Our focus topic, the jury pick, this is the 10th table and is explained at the performance gate. This time is hybrids. So we called it engineered and composed through all layers. And our eyes were on these constructed fabric hybrids. So maybe you think, okay, hybrids, I know it in the garment. What will be the constructed fabric hybrid? That's why we start, actually this time we start with the hybrids. Because all of you know this word, know a definition. You know hybrid cars, you know hybrid fibers. If you can read about hybrids, you know that you've got two elements, they are bundled, merged, mixed, and two elements combined, creating something new, like the hybrid car with the gasoline and electricity, like a hybrid fiber with the man-made fiber and the natural fiber. And the idea is that the hybrid gives you new dimensions, in our case, new dimensions of functionality, of course. So why do we need hybrid and functional clothing? If you think that when you're going out doing sports, what do you need? You need a good wearing comfort in any situation of your sports. If it's hot, if it's cold, if you're in action, if you are doing a rest, you need to feel comfortable. You don't want to feel too hot, too cold. So you need a good temperature management. You want to stay dry, so the moisture transport has to work to outside of the body, but you need to be dry from outside to inside too, so you need a kind of waterproofness. And the human body works best with a comfortable and stable temperature. So how can we reach this? Of course, maybe you say, okay, I'm only doing slow sports, I'm hiking very slow, so I'm not starting to sweat. But if you're an athlete, if you want to climb the mountain or whatever, running, biking, you need a garment that helps you with different zones. That's why the most common thing in hybrids, you know, actually, is this hybrid garment construction. So you combine multiple different fabrics in one garment. So you have different zones, you have different categories, different functional properties. The best example are these soft shell or these mid-layer jackets with the down padding on the front and on the back, soft shell or lightweight stretch sleeves, so that you can combine the warmth and the breathability. But if you see this hybrid garment construction, of course you have a lot of seams. So what can you do? If you think at your first layer, you can use hybrid yarns. You can use combinations of merino wool with man-made fibers like polyester or polyamide. You can blend the polyester with Tencel and much more options. And we found that the new way of hybrids is to have a garment made of a hybrid fabric construction, because this offers lots of new possibilities. If you can create a fabric, especially by Jacquard, you can combine different zones just in one fabric without any uncomfortable seams. That's why we asked our exhibitors, send in new types of hybrid fabrics you can produce. And they sent a lot, so thanks a lot. And they had good ideas for several different functional properties. They combined zones for warming and cooling to get good thermobuffering qualities. They combined water repellent zones and fast drying areas in one fabric to get a good moisture management and keep you dry. They combined windproof zones with breathable zones with a mesh or anything, any other construction to get a good breathability, but not to get too cold by the wind chill. And they combined tear-resistant, very rugged zones with lightweight zones to get a good protection. And of course, the elasticity. You can think at compression garments or compression zones to increase your power, to increase your athlete's possibility, but you need the freedom of movement. So together with these high compression zones, of course, you need elastic zones to get a good freedom of movement. So, and how are these fabrics looking like? I can show you here, of course, on the first layer on the body, all is talking about how can I get a good breathability, but a warmth retention. And that's why our exhibitors send in Jacquard knits with different zones. And of course, the pattern can be created very individual. These are only examples for what patterns are possible to do. You can create the pattern exactly on the need of the athlete, of the body. So you can see mesh constructions together with tighter constructions for good warmth retention, or even here, these patterns are just a creative first look. So you see these very light mesh zones and these dense zones, and imagine how can it be on your body, a mesh zone on these parts of your body where you've got more sweat glands, because there you need more moisture transport, you need more cooling, and on other parts of the body you need warmth retention at the same time. You can find the same, and once again, I'm so sorry, because every time, you know, we've got so much light in here, in this area, that the pictures can't be seen very clearly. So don't hesitate to go over after the lecture, see the fabrics, feel the fabrics. I try to describe them, but how they look like, please go go over after the lecture. So this one is a fabric. It tries to combine, I'll explain, it combines warmth retention zones with pile, with terry, and zones, very light zones for good moisture management. So you can use it for mid-layer, for example. And these fabrics I like very much because the lighter gray zones on the left-hand side, these are zones with very rugged yarns like cordura, and you don't need to make these patterns. You imagine that you do a pattern where you have rugged zones on your knees or on the elbows. You have a very elastic, sporty pant for climbing or whatever, and you've got the rugged zones on the knees or at the end on the legs. And on the right-hand side, this is a laminate, a waterproof fabric with the same properties, with very rugged zones and very light zones. So you can do a garment, a very plain garment with less seams, but with all functions in it, and you don't need to put the patches on it. So this offers, I think, lots of new possibilities in garment construction too. So, but we've got 9 other tables over there too, divided by these categories, how you wear it, how you use it, how you produce it. And let's start with the base layer. And we come back to our other topics. You see that this looks very natural. And we've found lots of natural fibers in the base layers, but the blends are very important. So they are very new merino stories, no more merino pure, but merino in the mix. Merino is an intimate blend, merino spun around a core, or merino as a core and spun around polyamide, so that you get more and more functional properties added to this natural fiber. But you find lots of other natural fibers, cotton, silk, and kapok. So last season, we introduced the kapok as a very functional natural fiber, and we've got a lot of interesting fabrics for base layer and mid layer out of this material. And on the fashion side, you find lots of two-tones and ribbed knits, so it feels elastic, it feels cozy on the skin. But of course, we've got functional base layer fabrics too. What I love most is last season we talked about this recycled yarns and recycling possibilities. This season you've got so many fabrics on the table made of recycled yarns, so it was an huge increase, and we are very proud of this. Of course, you find the hollow fibers to get a good moisture transport, to get a good warmth retention. We find lots of special cross sections, like a diamond or a Y-shaped yarn. You can see mesh constructions, you can see eyelet, and you can see jacquard combinations. The functions are made by construction or by the finishing, odor management. Of course, all the natural fibers offer good odor management without any ads, without using chemical solutions. We find lots of quick drying properties, especially with the two-side or two-phase fabrics. Not so important in the winter, but if you think at all these traveling themes, you find lots of fabrics with good UV protection. You can find cooling yarns, and on the other hand, a high thermal insulation with the same thing, that the fabrics are extremely light at the same time. So the new thing at the mid-layer is that mid-layer, you can't see it exactly on the pictures, but you can see it on the table, that slowly, the brushed surfaces are coming back. This very soft, very velvet surfaces, not the heil pile, as you know it from some seasons before, but these brushed, smooth surfaces are coming back. Of course, you see lots of structures, natural looks, suited for casual stylings. You've got a good hand feel, and at the mid layers too, the merino blends with lots of new possibilities. And on the other hand, of course, we've got new technical stories. One of the most amazing things is that these fabrics have got very dense. So this means they have low weight, are very light, very soft with a low weight, but with extremely good warm retention. And you've got these primer loft yarns in the mid layer so that you know all the functional properties of this yarn, and you find it in the mid layer too, actually. And the technical stretch fabrics have got extremely light, so 150 gram with an extremely good warm retention, with freedom of movement, so go over, feel these mid-layer fabrics, the new ones. The soft shell fabrics, we found that they've got a new development, that this is no more these basic soft shells on the one side, outside plain, inside brushed, but they show new types, new combinations. There are lots of knitted qualities. They offer more casual feeling, even if it's extremely technical, because they've got water resistance or water columns. You can't tape them, but they are extremely functional. They are very elastic, offer good breathability. They've got flat designs, no pile, low or less or small structures. And of course, at the soft shell fabrics too, there are lots of merino blends. Merino outside for the good look, merino inside for the good feeling, so that you can decide, do I want to have it as a fashion item or as a functional item? And we've got new constructed layers. And this is, I think, this is so amazing and the most important thing in this new soft shells, because you can see this is a bonded fabric. The padding is bonded inside with an outer layer, inner layer. Sometimes all the three layers are elastic. You don't need stitches, you don't need chambers. You can create a very plain, very clear and very sporty look, but you've got a good functionality and a good warmth retention. So go over, feel the fabrics, feel how good they are made, because the bonding offers a very good quality and gives the possibility for lots of new looks. And of course, construction offers lots of variations of face and backside. So you can see, you can take any wool or other fashion fabric on the outside, on the inside, very functional, so you can create this perfect casual look with a high function at the same time. You can get these new padded fabrics with the ultrasonic kilting too, and as I said before, the basic soft shells will disappear from the market. And the new concept for the soft shell fabrics is that more and more you can create waistcoat styles instead of jackets. So you see that this is the at leisure thought. You can use your sporty garments in the city 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Same with the two layer, the hard shell fabrics. We've got on the one hand very functional, on the other hand very fashionable fabrics. So this is the functional part. You can see honeycomb structures, technical structures, prints. You've got 3D constructions. By weaving, the 3D construction offers you a better moisture transport, better breathability. They've got very high water columns, up to 40K, but in average you have 10K by breathability and water column. But all these two-layer bread and butter fabrics offer very good breathability. So here you can see that they've got a very casual look, urban look, cotton feel, sometimes cotton inside or cotton outside, lots of merino and even cashmere blends in the two-layer fabrics, fashionable structures, denims, functional denims, very urban look, but the functional properties, and of course, here you think at this sustainable and eco properties too, because there are lots of solvent-free laminations. That's very Fantastic. I love it. You find lots of Blue Sign certified fabrics, fluorocarbon free, DWR, and lots of fabric made of recycled fibers, polyester or polyamide. We had lots of lectures to this theme during the last season, and you can still can find the lectures from the last season on the website of the Performance Days. So if you want to refresh your knowledge about this. So the three-layer fabrics are nearly extremely close at the soft shell fabrics because they are soft and elastic, but they are tapeable, so you can do 100% waterproof construction. They are very functional and offer a natural, cozy hand feel. They've got extremely high water columns together with a very good breathability. So 40K, 40K, you can find some fabrics on the table. And on the reverse side, the backings are not longer woven. They are very light tricot backings with a high gauge and thin tricot backings. This offers the good hand feel because, so with this light tricot backing, they feel soft like non-bonded fabrics. You can find 2.5-layer functional fabric with printed 3D, so offers a good surface for good moisture transport. And you, as you see, there's a lot of fashion, lots of structures with the 3-layer fabrics too. Here you can see this is a slight diamond structure. You can better see it at the table, so I'm sorry for that. And if you talk about the functionality, some membranes only have 7 micron, and most of the 3-layer fabrics are so light, they are below 100 gram per square meter. Two fabrics at the table offer breathability up to 50K. Here we can find nylon yarns with special cross sections too, to get a ruggedness, to get a durability, to get a good moisture transport. And as mentioned before, the most innovations comes from the backside because the new tricot backings are nearly invisible and give this soft hand feel. Okay, so if we go on, of course, very close to the 3-layer fabrics are these high density and lightweight fabrics, the downproof fabrics, the windproof fabrics. Most of these high density fabrics we show on the table aren't laminated or aren't coated so that the customer can decide what he wants to do with. Because if you want to get a running jacket, you don't need a good lamination. All of these fabrics, of course, offer top function, but below 100 gram per square meter, most with the average around 50 gram per square meter. But some of these fabrics offer very good water columns. And a part of these water column and windproofness by construction, because they are woven so dense, so tight, but go over and feel it. And at the same time, they are not feeling as very thin sheets or like feathers, because they are surprisingly durable. They are tear resistant. And even in this category, you can find Dyneema yarns to have a very good tear resistance. So the combination of this light and soft fabric with this extreme ruggedness, it's very amazing, and you have to feel it. And as you can see, we've got more fashionable looks than before at this lightweight category for the casual styles, from casual windbreaker. You can see transfer prints and semi-transparent downproof fabrics. Most of the fabrics are downproof, and there's a new construction. You can see it on the right-hand side. Go over and see the fabric, feel the fabric. As you know, we've got these two weaves, they are crossed, so that actually the new down chambers are created by pocket construction. So you've got the seamless panels, you don't need the seams, and you have no more down leakage. There are two or three fabrics on the table where you can see the new construction. And in this category too, you can find reflective prints even on the lightweight fabrics. You can find highly elastic qualities, but with a high density, flue carbon-free solution, and to get a fashionable look, embossed structures even on these extreme light, as you can see on the left-hand side. So the shirts and pants, all the last seasons I told you, oh, it's so amazing. We've got lots of colors with the pants, not this season. As you can see, the pants get natural colors, natural looks. They are very functional. They are highly elastic. You can see great double weaves, but this season you see natural colors, natural structures, natural optics. They are organic cotton stretch. They are denims with dry release. So these are hybrids too, because they combine all the advantages of the natural fibers together with these advantages of our man-made fibers. And you can find some compressive fabrics on the table too, not just for fitness, for all types of outdoor sports. The shirts have got a lot of hidden functions. Good moisture management, looking very natural, feeling natural. Checks, of course, lumberjack style, but made of temperature balancing yarns, recycled PES, natural fibers combined with the man-made fibers, great kapok styles, linen, tencel. And on the right-hand side, you can see two new fabrics. And the construction is called woven knit because this is a grid, a high gauge knit made with a grid design. So they are very elastic, very light, and offer good warmth retention. You can see it on the table. It's one red and one pink fabric over there. So, and one of the most important theme of the last seasons is at leisure, of course. We had it 1 year before we introduced it here, so now it's nearly in everywhere. That's why we gave a new name to our former casual table. Now it's the at leisure table, providing fabrics for urban sportswear from office to gym for 7 days a week and 24 hours use. And these at leisure fabrics, they really offer function from nature. They not only have the natural looks and the soft hand feel, they have no chemical add-ons. They work, offer the functionality only by these natural fibers. You know that Tencel has an extremely good moisture management. You know that Kapok works good with warmth retention, works good with moisture management. So these fibers, of course, aren't so ideal for these high aerobic sports, but for everything else, like going to the gym, to yoga, doing some wellness sports, they are ideal. And you can see that they, of course, offer lots of fashionable looks. Great eco stories you can find at this table. And these fabrics mostly are sweater and shirt qualities. No, it's not really an outer layer subject. Sometimes if you see these embossed and spacer structures, you can think it could be a jacket or a sweater for outside, but not for extreme weather conditions, of course. So last but not least, the workwear table. We see that these fabrics are not only suited for the workwear, but for these intense sports too, like climbing, like motorbike sports. And what's so fantastic this season is that there are so many properties combined in the fabrics, but you can because you can find these high vis fabrics combined with abrasion or tear resistance. You can even find recycled high-vis fabrics, and what's very difficult to construct and to produce is you find flame retardant together with high-vis second layer fabrics, because you all need the certifications. It's very hard to get more than one certification in the workwear. These multifunctional styles are even suited for outdoor sports, and you can find extremely rugged three-layer fabrics with up to 1 million Martindales. So I don't know what you want to do with this, but maybe you can use your motorcycle and it tears you behind, so you have a very good protection. And the outer fabrics and pant fabrics, of course, are made with Kevlar, Dyneema or Vectron, but they are very light, very elastic, and offer freedom of movement. And even jersey fabrics come with Cordura now. And so now it's the end of my lecture. I can see that here we have Ms. Stephanie Sacharoff. Please welcome. She's the senior manager of our fair, and she will introduce the Performance Award winners. Thanks a lot for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabrics Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2016 by Designer Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.